Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, July 16th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said, 'Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light.'" There are few invitations in the Gospel more tender, more personal, and more comforting than the words Jesus speaks today. "Come to me," he says. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." These words touch something deep within every human heart, because every one of us knows what it means to be weary. We carry burdens of responsibility, disappointment, grief, worry, guilt, and uncertainty. We labor under expectations, our own and those of others. Sometimes we even become tired in our own spiritual lives, striving to be faithful while feeling weak and inadequate. Jesus sees all of this. He does not stand at a distance. He does not offer a technique or a strategy. He offers himself. "Come to me." The heart of Christianity is not first a moral system, a set of rules, or a philosophy. It is a relationship with a person. The Lord knows that the deepest rest is found not in escaping our lives, but in drawing near to Him. Many people imagine that if they could just solve one problem, achieve one goal, or remove one difficulty, they would finally find peace. Yet experience teaches otherwise. One burden gives way to another, one concern is replaced by the next. This is because the deepest weariness is not physical, but spiritual. It is the longing of the heart for God. St. Augustine expressed this beautifully when he wrote, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O God." Offers many distractions from this restlessness, but only Christ offers true rest. His rest is not merely relaxation. It is the peace that comes from knowing we are loved, forgiven, and held securely in the Father's hands. At first, Jesus' invitation seems almost contradictory. He says, "I will give you rest," and then immediately adds, "Take my yoke upon you." A yoke is not usually associated with rest. It is a wooden beam placed upon animals to enable them to work. Why would Jesus invite weary people to take on a yoke? Because there is a profound difference, I think, between carrying our burdens alone and carrying them with Christ. In the spiritual tradition, the yoke of Christ is a way of discipleship, a way of love, humility, obedience, and trust. When we carry life by ourselves, every burden feels crushing. When we carry it with Christ, the burden is transformed. The weight may remain, but we are no longer alone beneath it. a beautiful image from Christian spirituality, suggests that the yoke Jesus speaks of is made for two. The disciple is yoked beside Christ. He bears the greater weight. He guides the direction. He provides the strength. What seemed impossible becomes possible because He is with us. Jesus does not simply say, "Work for me." He says, "Learn from me." What does He want us to learn? That I am meek and humble of heart. This is one of the few places in the Gospel where Jesus directly reveals His own heart. The world often prizes power, achievement, status, and control. Jesus points to something entirely different. The deepest peace comes through humility. The humble person no longer has the power to prove himself. He no longer carries the exhausting burden of maintaining an image. He can simply stand before God as He is, loved, imperfect, dependent, and grateful. Contemplative spirituality teaches us that much of our inner turmoil comes from resisting reality. We fight against our limitations, our weaknesses, our need for God. The humble heart surrenders. It entrusts itself to divine mercy. This surrender is not defeat. It is freedom. There is a story told of a father who brought his young daughter into a great cathedral. The child was fascinated by the stained glass windows. Sunlight poured through them, filling the church with color. Looking up, she asked, "Daddy, who are the saints?" Father thought for a moment and replied, "The saints are those through whom the light shines." Years later, the girl remembered that answer. She realized that holiness is not about being impressive. It's about allowing God's light to shine through us. The saints found rest because they stopped trying to be their own source of strength. They became transparent to God. They learned humility. They trusted His grace. Like stained glass windows, they did not create the light. They simply received it. That is what Jesus invites us to do. Not to carry the whole world upon our shoulders, but to let His life flow through ours. How do we respond to Christ's invitation? First, by coming to Him in prayer, not merely speaking to Him, but resting in His presence. Contemplative prayer is, at its heart, an act of loving attention. We sit with the Lord and allow Him to love us. Second, by surrendering what we cannot control. Much of our anxiety comes from trying to manage outcomes that belong to God alone. Third, by embracing humility. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to save ourselves. We simply have to remain close to Jesus. Finally, by remembering that rest is not something we achieve. It is something we receive. The Lord does not say, "Earn your rest." He says, "Come to me." Every Eucharist is a fulfillment of today's gospel. We come burdened, distracted, worried, and weary. We bring our lives exactly as they are. Christ says again, "Come to me." He does not promise a life without the cross. He promises His presence beneath them. He does not remove every burden. He helps us carry them. He does not merely give us something. He gives us himself. And in him our restless hearts finally discover the rest for which they were created. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, meek and humble of heart, we come before you, carrying the burdens of our lives. You know our worries, our disappointments, our fears, and our hidden struggles. Teach us to stop relying solely on our own strength and to trust in yours. Help us to take your yoke upon us and learn from you. Give us humble hearts that rest in your love and peace, peaceful spirits that surrender to your will. In moments of weariness, draw us closer to your Sacred Heart. In moments of anxiety, remind us that you walk beside us. In moments of weakness, let us discover the strength of your grace. May we find our true rest in you, both now and forever. If you found a grace in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and to return here each day to the Word from My Hermitage, where we break open the Word of God, apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.